Welcome to the body scan, one of the practices of mindfulness-based stress reduction. When you do the body scan regularly, as it's recommended in the class, you're doing something on your own behalf, something of benefit for your own health and well-being. The body scan is intended to be a practice that allows us to fall awake to our lives. We know that plants, animals, and children all thrive when they receive our gentle, kind attention, and we are no different. Please allow this time to be a gift to yourself, a gift of your own time and attention, a gift that no one else can give you. Setting aside this time just for you, in a place where you can feel warm and comfortable, where you're not likely to be interrupted, wearing comfortable clothing that allows for the breath to move freely in the body. The body scan is a practice of being present and awake to physical sensations, whatever they may be. They may be strong or quite subtle. Some may be pleasant. Some may be unpleasant. Some may be painful. You may notice no sensation at all in some areas. Just doing your best to notice the actual sensations themselves, letting them come to you, and being aware of any preference for some sensations or our normal tendency to want other sensations, to want things to be different than they are right now. There is no right way to feel while you're doing this. As best you can, just accepting your experience, however it is, giving yourself permission to feel what you are feeling, as we practice moving the light of our attention through the body. At times our attention might be very focused and detailed, and at times very broad, feeling the entirety of the body. It is important during this practice not to try hard to relax or to hold some expectation for relaxation or enjoyment. Striving for a certain kind of experience can often create additional tension. Using the instructions for guidance, watching the activity of the mind, letting any judgmental or critical thoughts come and go without necessarily buying into them or believing them. Being interested and curious to thoughts, to emotions, and to body sensations. You can do the body scan in any posture or position if lying on your back is uncomfortable. It's your sensitivity and attention that is important, not the way you're lying. Just allowing the body to be what it is, noticing whatever emerges, allowing the breath to flow easily. There's no need to adjust the breath, letting the breath be however it is. Let's begin by lying down on the floor, on a mat, or on your bed, allowing the feet to fall away from each other, and the arms to be alongside the body, maybe slightly away from the body. Hands can be facing up or down, whatever's comfortable for you. Letting the attention move to the points where the body's making contact with the floor or the bed. Feeling the support at these contact points and letting the body be supported. Notice the sensations of lying down and perhaps sensing the body in its entirety from head to toe. What are the sensations that let you know you're lying down? Now shifting attention slightly to notice the sensations of breathing. What are the sensations that let you know that you're breathing? You're welcome to place your hands on the abdomen, to feel the movement of the breath with the hands, as well as from within. As the abdomen rises and falls with each breath. Letting the breath be however it is in the body, maybe deep, maybe shallow, maybe rapid or slow. There's no need to try to make the breath be any particular way. Just letting the breath be however it is. Being present with each breath. When you're ready, moving the attention from the breath down the left leg and into the toes of the left foot, letting the attention be focused now on the big toe of the left foot. What sensations are available here? Moving the attention to include all the toes on the left foot. You might become aware of the spaces between the toes. The little toe. And the toes in between. Do you feel those middle toes individually or more as a group? Feeling the toenails. Expanding awareness to include the top of the left foot, the sides, the sole of the left foot, the heel, and the weight of the foot on the heel, the bones deep within the foot, and the skin. Noticing that there may be the sensation of fabric or socks, or even the movement of air on the skin. Noticing temperature and texture. Feeling the entirety of the left foot now. And if it's helpful to breathe in and out with this awareness of the left foot, you can include the breath in the body scan practice. Moving the attention now to the ankle. Feeling the degree of bend at the ankle. The joints and the bones. The Achilles tendon at the back of the ankle. Moving awareness all around the left ankle and breathing with the awareness here, if that's helpful. Sensing now the lower left leg. Feeling the shin bone. The calf muscle, which may be making contact with the floor. The skin and any sensation of clothing. Breathing with the awareness here at the lower left leg. Moving now to the left knee. Noticing any degree of bend at the knee. Feeling the kneecap. The sides of the knee, the cartilage inside, and the back of the knee. Noticing whatever sensations you find here, and breathing with the awareness of the left knee. And as we explore with curiosity and interest, if you find that certain parts in the body scan are difficult to focus on for whatever reason, please know that it is fine at any point to shift your attention back to the breath. You can choose where and when to direct your attention, knowing that you have made a conscious choice to do so. Returning to where we are in the guidance whenever it's right for you, knowing that you are following your own wisdom. So now letting the attention move to the upper left leg. Feeling the connection with the knee and the left hip, the long leg bone, the strength of the thigh muscles, the hamstrings, the sides and the top of the left leg. Noticing any sensations of skin or clothing. And as you breathe, keeping a gentle focus on the sensations of the left thigh. Letting the attention move now to the left hip and the left side of the pelvis. Now, letting the attention shift across the pelvis to the right hip and down the right leg. Taking note at this point, is there any difference in sensations in the right leg compared to the left leg? Do they feel any differently to you now? Letting the attention settle in the right toes now. Sensing the big toe, the little toe, and the toes in between. Seeing if you can differentiate some or all of them. Feeling the ball of the foot and the arch. Sole of the foot. And the heel. Feeling the weight of the foot on the heel and that point of contact with the floor. Feeling the sides of the right foot and the top. The bones deep within. Letting the attention move to the surface, the skin, and all around the right foot. Breathing with awareness of the right foot. Letting the attention move to the right ankle. Feeling the skin around the ankle and going deeper. Feeling the joint and the bend at the ankle. The bones and the tendons. Circling attention all around the ankle. Holding awareness at the ankle. Sensing the breath. Letting those sensations be. And moving attention now to the lower right leg. Feeling the sensations of skin or clothing on the leg. Feeling the calf muscle, which may be resting on the floor. Feeling the shin bone and the connections with the ankle and the knee. Breathing with this awareness in the leg. Moving now to the right knee. How is this knee bent, if at all? What sensations let you know this? Feeling the back of the right knee and the sides. Noticing the kneecap and the cartilage. Whatever sensations are here at the right knee. And if it's supportive, breathing with this awareness of the right knee. Letting the attention move now to the upper right leg. Feeling the bone from the knee to the right hip. Sensing the angle of that bone. Feeling the muscles of the right thigh, the top of the leg. The sides, the back. Sensing the strength of the muscles and moving outward. Feeling the skin and the weight of any clothing here. Letting the awareness settle into the right thigh. And with awareness of the breath, feeling the entirety of the right leg from the toes to the hip. Sensing the right hip and the left hip. Expanding attention to include both hips. Noticing sensation at the buttocks. Wherever there is contact here with the floor or the mat. Feeling the tailbone, which may or may not be in contact with the floor. The very base of the spine. Sensing the pelvic region, the bones of the pelvis, the genital and anal regions here, and the systems of elimination and reproduction. Feeling the sensations in the pelvic bowl. Perhaps feeling the breath, even here, deep within the pelvis. Feeling the lower abdomen and the navel. Noticing the breath moving in and out. Allowing the navel to gently rise and fall with each breath. Staying here for a breath or two. Letting the attention move now to the lower back, an area that provides so much support and can sometimes be an area of sensitivity. Offering the lower back this attention and noticing what sensations are here at the muscles, feeling the sacrum, the gentle curve of the lower back. Moving the attention to the middle back, the waist, and the middle of the abdomen. feeling the belly rise and fall with the breath. The belly and this area of our systems of digestion and organs of cleansing. There may even be sensations of digestion or warmth here. The center of the body. The breath moves in and out. Noticing now the base of the rib cage. Letting the attention move all around the entire rib cage, front and back. Feeling the shoulder blades flat on the floor. Feeling the breath in the rib cage and within it, the home of our systems of respiration and circulation. Feeling the breath expand and contract the rib cage. Feeling any movement of the breath. The front and the back of the body. Letting the attention move out to feel the chest, the muscles of the chest, the breasts, the skin, and any movement of clothing with each breath. Sensing this whole region of the chest. There may be sensations of the heart beating. Maybe subtle. Or not even detectable. Feeling the breath here at the chest. Letting the attention move up into the shoulders. Feeling the trapezius muscles. And if there's any tension or fatigue in the shoulders. If this can be at all softened, that's fine. And if not, that's also fine. Just noticing what's here. And breathing with this awareness at the shoulders. Letting the attention now travel down the arms, into the hands, into the fingers, the fingertips, the thumbs. Noticing the sensitivity at the hands. The sensitivity to touch. To temperature. Movement of air. There may be tingling. Warmth or coolness. Moisture or dryness. Feeling the palms of the hands. The backs of the hands. The fingers. The fingernails. And the bones in the hands. There may even be pulsation deep within in the hands. Feeling both hands. And breathing with this awareness. Coming to the wrists. Feeling any degree of bend at the wrist. feeling the delicate bones here. Sensing the wrists and breathing with this focus. Moving up to the forearms, front and the back of the forearms, the bones and the muscles here. Noticing the bend at the elbows. Feeling the upper arms, the biceps and the triceps. The skin. And any sensation of clothing at the arms. Breathing with this awareness of the arms. Letting the attention move now to the area of the neck and the throat. Feeling the skin around the neck. The muscles. And also feeling the movement of breath in the throat. Letting awareness move up into the jaw. Noticing what is here for you. And inviting any sense of release or letting go at the jaw. To whatever degree that's possible. Noticing sensations at the chin and the mouth. Feeling the lips, the lower lip, and the upper lip. Feeling the various sensations inside the mouth, the inner cheeks, the tongue, the teeth, and the roof of the mouth. Feeling the outside of the cheeks. Moving the awareness to the sides of the face, the temples, and the cheekbones, the nose, feeling the tip of the nose, just as if you were balancing a raisin on the tip of your nose, letting the attention be focused here at this very small point, just for a moment. Feeling the whole nose, perhaps feeling the breath just above the upper lip, at the nostrils. Warm on the exhale, cool on the inhale. Feeling the sinuses behind the nose, the forehead. Feeling the eye sockets, the eyes and the eyelids. Seeing whatever is in this field of vision, even with the eyes closed, what can be seen? Moving out to sense the ears. The outsides of the ears, feeling the inside of the ears, and the physical experience of hearing. Moving towards the temples, the forehead, and the scalp. Feeling the top of the head and the back of the head. The weight of the head and the skull. The weight of the brain. Feeling all the muscles of the face and letting the face be expressionless. Breathing into and feeling the whole face and head. Now broadening attention to include the body in its entirety. From the very top of the head, the soles of the feet, all one system. Sensing the breath wherever you can feel it moving in the body. Feeling the front of the body, the sides, and the back of the body, and all those points of contact with the floor or the mat. Feeling the skin and all the sensations the skin is bringing. Sensations arising, existing, and disappearing, to be replaced by new sensations. Breathing and feeling the body from the inside, almost as if you could sweep through the whole body with each breath from head to toe. Receiving sensations in the body. And now, as we close this body scan, offering yourself some appreciation for your efforts at being present. The times when you were diligent, times when you were kind or patient to yourself. Acknowledging your ability to care for yourself in this way by attending to your own experience, whatever it may be. This moment-to-moment experience of this body, mind, and heart. Now, just resting in this awareness of the body that is present for you. Resting in this breathing body until you hear the sound of the bell.